Track 12, and we have a roundup of the sport, starting with football. And Buckland beaten very much against the odds. Buckland Athletic suffered a second defeat of their Western Football League campaign when they crossed the border into Cornwall on Saturday, October the 26th. This result went very much against the form books, as it was a second win of the season for a struggling St Blaise side, leaving the score at 1-0 to St Blaise. And now a South Devon Football League roundup, starting with the Premier Division. With both Walden Athletic and Newton Abbott 66 having a free weekend in the league, it gave the chasing pack an opportunity to catch up at the top of the SDFL Premier Division. Ilsington Villa got back to winning ways with a 3-1 home win against Elberton Villa. Newton Abbott Spurs are making good progress up the league with a 5-0 win at Totnes and Dartington, which of course is an excellent scoreline that puts Spurs into fourth place. And a third win on the bounce for Kingsdaneton Athletics has moved them clear of the bottom three. A 1-0 win at local rivals Chudley Athletic leaves the home team third from bottom, with Elberton Villa and Beesons Rovers below them. In Division 1, Plymouth Phoenix, True Blues and Bobby Tracy march on at the top with impressive wins. Phoenix remain 2 points clear at the top, a 4-1 win at Buckland Athletic. True Blues probably had the result of the day in the division with, wait for it, an 8-1 win at Brixham Town, who lost for only the second time this term. Bovey Tracy also enjoyed success on the road with a 5-1 win at WBB, thanks to an all-round great team performance. In Division 2, Barton Athletic were beaten for the first time this term, a 4-2 home defeat by Watcombe Wanderers seconds, and a cracking game by all accounts. East Allington United seconds are 12 points off the top, with four games in hand, and were held this week by bottom club Ipplepen Athletic in a 4-all draw. And lastly, Liverton United are 13 points off the top with four games in hand, and they enjoyed a 6-2 victory at Paignton Villa seconds. The big game at the bottom went the way of the home team Newton Rovers, who edged a niggly game by 2-1 against Buckfast Lee Rangers reserves. Top of the Division 3 clash was won by the hosts, Ashburton moving 2 points clear of Drake Football Club with a fine 2-1 win in what was a great game for the neutral, but not so good for the managers. Kingsdaneton Athletic make up the top four and a 5-2 home win versus Totnes and Dartington reserves. In Division 4, at the top, we have the Torbay Clearance Services League, and it's currently shared by three teams, all on 18 points. King's Kurzweil Football Club continue to impress at this level, a 7-1 home win against Templar Way, keeping their momentum going. And Chudley Athletic seconds are level on points with Kurzweil, a 5-2 win at Broadhempstone. And there's just one Premier Division game this week, as the County Cups once again take up 2 weeks of league fixtures. As I was reading that, it sounded like there had been a lot of goals this last weekend. And Spurs and Bovey both win at home. Both Newton Abbott Spurs and Bovey Tracy enjoyed home victories in the South West Peninsula League Premier East on Saturday, October the 26th, starting with Spurs. And on to Bovey, and they had three different scorers in a 3-2 win at Millmarsh Park when Sidmouth Town came to town. Oh, well, that'll do for the football, I think. Now we're going on to the rugby, and All Whites are still rooted at the wrong end of the table, unfortunately. Newton Abbott remain anchored to the foot of the South West 2 table following a 43-7 home defeat by Inform Oakhampton. That's five defeats on the trot for Newton Abbott, who are now 4 points behind Clumpton and North Petherton at the wrong end of the table. The first of the two Jeff Warne memorials for this season brought lovely sunshine to the Crediton pitch. That was Tynmouth facing Crediton. There was a lot of possession on both sides, but in the end, Crediton triumphed, wait for it, 62-12. That's another lots of points. And that's going to conclude our sports for this week.